If you still cannot remember who this man is and haven't studied about this biography, this is the person whose father's name was Thabit, and he's better known as Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. His real name was An-Nu'man bin Thabit. There is another Imam out of the four, I won't tell you who that is at this time, about whom there is indication in the hadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have mentioned some sign in the hadith about a very knowledgeable person, and it fits one of the other Imams out of the four. But this hadith, Imam Suyuti and Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Haythami rahimahullah says, it fits Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. He was born in the year 80 of the Hijrah. That was, of course, the time of Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. And accordingly, he met some of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, as Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah, ibn al-Jawzi, ibn al-Jazari, Imam Zahabi, and Daraqutni. Many other scholars have mentioned the name of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in that Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah met during his time. Initially, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah was a businessman. There was a very minor incident that just changed the direction of his life. You can see that it was only an excuse in the life from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to choose this man for that type of work. He says, once I was going to the marketplace. I was going to my store. And I was passing by a very well-known of the scholars of Islam and one of the greatest of the tabi'een, Amir al-Sha'bi rahimahullah. Very famous of the tabi'een. I was passing by Amir al-Sha'bi. He called me. He said, Nu'man, come here. I went to him. He asked me, إِلَى مَنْ تَقْتَلِفْ? Who do you normally go to? So I said, I go to marketplace. I go to my store. لَسْتُ عَنْ هَذَا أَسْأَلَكَ. I'm not asking you about your business. I'm asking you about the scholars of Islam. Which scholar of Islam are you learning the deen from? So he says, I told him, إِنِّي قَلِيلُ الْإِخْتِلَافِ إِلَى الْعُلَمَاءِ. I don't visit them too often. He says, don't do that. Don't do that. عَلَيْكَ بِمُجَالِسَةِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. You make sure that you sit around the ulama and spend your time and learn from ulama, because I see a lot of the signs of intelligence and deen on your face. Subhanallah. He's 20 years old, and Amir al-Sha'bi, rahimahullah, is able to read that nur from his face. People of that caliber who are able to look at someone's face and tell, look, I see this on your face, make sure that you do this. Subhanallah. What type of clean and pure hearts those people and those tabi'een must have. Of course, because they were in the company of Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah says, after hearing these words, it's just as they got into my heart. And I changed my direction right there and there. 20 years old. Very successful businessman. He says, I changed the direction. And I assigned someone else to run my business. And I started learning the deen. After learning the basics, now it was the time for him to specialize. He says, I started thinking, which field should I specialize in? That was the time when a lot of people were coming with many objections against Islam, and especially about Islamic beliefs, and objections against Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, because it was just the time of the Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhuma was just over. And here there are people who are objecting to one of the two, or objecting to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, or any of these Sahaba. So he said, I thought I must learn Islamic beliefs and specialize in that field so I can answer the questions of all of those who are coming with objections against Islam. So he started going into that field. Finally, he learned so much in it, got so much into it, and learned it so much that he became the master in his field and a well-known person in the field of the beliefs. Ilmul Kalam is called in the Sharia, Ilmul Kalam. And now he started having debates with those who would raise any questions, objections against Islam. These were the initial steps. Just quickly going over some debates that he had with those people. There was a person who came with three very important questions. Basically, he was sent by the Roman Empire to ask the Muslim scholars for the answer for these three questions. So he came to Kufa, that was known the center of Islamic sciences at that time, in Iraq, and he started asking people after Salatul Jum'ah on the minbar, that I have some very important questions for you people, and you have great scholars around here, you must be able to answer it. I said, okay, go ahead. My first question is, you say God started everything, created everything. Who was before God? Who was before God? My second question is, we know when a person looks somewhere, he can see on certain direction. Which direction normally God looks the most, or what direction he keeps on looking at? The third question is, what God is doing at this time? Of course, we can very well sense that it was prepared just to confuse people. Nothing to get out of it, but just to confuse people. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, he got up to answer those questions. He said, do you know how to count? I said, yes. Okay, count 1 to 10. He counted. Now go backward, 10 to 1. So he goes, 10 to 1. Finally, when he gets 3 to 1, he says, keep on going, continue. He says, there is nothing beyond that one. That's it. He says, if there is nothing beyond this one, how can be something beyond that one? If this one has nothing beyond it, then that one has nothing beyond it either. You always confirm to this, you always attest to this, that one, there is nothing beyond it. So that's one, there is nothing beyond it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as where he's looking, there was a lamp over there. He says, what direction the lamp, you said, will be looking at? The light of the lamp going to what direction? It's of course all around it. He says, if Allah can create a lamp, a sun, a moon, stars, that can spread light in all directions, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot see in all directions at the same time? He is the creator of the sun, and the sun's light going all around, at all directions. So who would stop Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from being able to see at all directions at all times? But now, let's be fair. You are sitting on the minbar and ask me two questions. It's only fair, after answering two of your questions, you come down, I will sit on the minbar to answer that third question. He comes up, goes on the minbar to ask. Said, okay, ask the third question now. What was your third question? What Allah is doing now? He says, bringing a kafir like you down from the minbar and putting me on the minbar. This is what he's doing now. At another occasion, someone went to him with some other question that you people believe that shaitan is created out of fire. Is that true? Yes. So if on the day of judgment, shaitan is thrown in the hellfire, how is that going to hurt him? He's fire, and he's made out of fire. He will go into the fire. Fire is not going to hurt the fire. So, nothing will happen to him, and the rest of the human beings will be burning for no reason. The second question he had was, that you believe that you do what Allah wants you to do, but I do what I want to do. I wanted to come, I came. I wanted to speak, I spoke. I don't do what Allah wants me to do, I do what I want to do. Wal'ayyazu billah. The third question I have for you is, you always say Allah, Allah, Allah. I have never seen your Allah. Have you ever seen your Allah? If not, how can you believe in Allah? Imam Ibn al-Muwaffaq rahimahullah, Shafi'i rahimahullah, He narrates, he says, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah at that time picked something like a brick, a piece of a clay, and throw it on that person that hit his head. Of course, the person started bleeding, and right away he went and filed a complaint against Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah into the court that I asked him some questions, he was not able to answer them, and therefore he got up and hit me. So they called him. Why did you hit the man? He said, he asked me three questions, and I was only answering his questions. How did you answer the question? You hit the man. And you're saying you answered his question? No, I was answering his question. But practically, I wanted him to get the right understanding of it. So now he refers to that man, he turns to that man and he says to him, your first question was, Shaitan is made out of fire, and Jahannam is fire. How is that fire going to hurt him? You are made out of clay. This is what Quran says. You are made out of clay. And the thing that I hit you with was made out of clay. How did that hurt you now? If clay can hurt another clay, then fire can hurt another fire too. The second thing you said, that you haven't seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore you don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that is the case, then you are saying you are having some pain. Show me your pain so I believe in it. I don't believe that you have any pain. If you can't show me the pain and you still want me to believe that you have pain, then of course, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the same way. Without seeing Him, you don't see everything that you believe in. There are so many things in your life that you believe, but you don't see them. The third thing is, you were saying, that I do what I want. If this is true, why didn't you hit me back? Instead of coming and complaining, oh, all of your students, thousand students are sitting around you. How could I do anything to you at that time? He said, so you wanted to hit me, Allah didn't want you to hit me. You wanted to hit me, who stopped you? No one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you want to do something, and if anyone has stopped you from doing it, it was the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, this person goes with all of these three answers. This was the beginning. Stages in the life of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, where he started specializing in this field.